Here with another episode of the Halfcast podcast. I think we're up to like 23 now. Today we had Mitch James on. Man, what an awesome story. Cool kid. Didn't know, honestly, much about him beforehand. I'm glad we've got to meet him now because his songs are bangers.
And he's a sick cunt too.
Yeah, he's really cool, really cool kid. We went into his story about, man, how he got went overseas, got beat up on the streets in the UK. But it'll be good to get into it. I know you've got something coming up this week, and
Sunday we're doing a fundraiser for the Samoa measles outbreak. Just trying to do whatever we can, raise some money to we're going to buy the sanitary needs and stuff and send it over. We're going to team up with the company as well and another few of my friends, and
very good, man.
And send some stuff over. But I'm
very sad what's happening over there. What I think I read last night is like 53 children have died already or passed away last night. It's very sad. So I hope
there's
full shut down, schools shut down. It's pretty unbelievable how fast it's just wiped out the country. So, yeah, get down to Muscle Bros. I think they're going to have, what is he going to have, sausage sizzles and stuff to raise funds?
Yeah, we're going to have sausage sizzles, some drinks to sale. We've got a few of the local businesses in the area have given up some prizes, some, we got like tealish brownies, umalungis, cuisine, doing some spreads.
There'll be some signed jerseys,
some balls from Fiji Nines. We've got a lot of donation stuff, so yeah, everyone come down and just show your love. We've got a lot of on the community out west, so just pop in, you know there's people that could use it more than around here. So
We haven't like said much about since you've been on since your fight. So I just wanted to go over what you've been. Obviously, didn't go your way, but you've had elbow surgery. How's the elbow?
Yeah, elbow's good. I haven't told anyone, but yeah, elbow's
just
good.
Just got it cleaned out.
All good. Finish this year off. You know, had a good year in what I've done. Got to headline a card in my own country, blah blah blah, but on the end of that our results haven't been too well, so
sure.
I'm just ready to start next year, 2020. I've got a big year. I'm heading over to the States to support Alex against Max
going over
Holloway.
To Vegas. Snuck over that. I saw you snuck onto that little trip.
Go support both Molsors, man. Max a friend,
yeah,
but Aussies, we've got to stick on our team and going to support Alex, you know. Hopefully he can bring that belt home and which is it's not going to be a walk in the park.
No, nah, it's going to be a hard
fight. But go there. I've got a few things I've got to do over in the States.
Big plan things.
Yeah.
2020, bro.
2020,
that's what
bro.
We're coming for. I'm about to head over soon as well. So this
but,
time...
congratulations to you on your fight.
Thank
man.
You.
Back, huh?
Yeah.
Long
back,
time
bro.
Coming.
2020 is going to be a big year for us, bro.
Year is a long time out. I've done it as well.
100%.
But now I think I've watched you train hard and...
I put in... So it's been a year, but I think I needed it as well. A year off with the family, year off to get things done. And, you know, we always do something while we're not doing it. So got that modeling things. Had to keep moving.
I can't walk around the Westfields now without seeing
Got to keep moving. But I'm heading over to CKB on Sunday. So I got to go train with a bunch of animals.
Shout out to CKB, man.
I've got a lot of
my brothers there at CKB, and they're just killing the game at the moment.
Right, looking forward to getting a punch in the head.
Huge, and Dougie.
Yeah.
You know, the two of the biggest,
man, got
best in the game,
so
for sure.
Very big opportunity.
Shout out to CKB.
Yeah, letting me be over there. But on saying that, the Halfcast podcast is still going to be up. Monday, hopefully, we're going to have on 660. That's going to be a big thing, and we're going to get some technology stuff happening. Hopefully, you'll see me on that screen, and you'll be in the seat. So somehow we'll still make these podcasts happening, because every time we drop off once we go on to camp. So that's us, bro.
One more thing. That piece of shit who did that article in New Zealand, who to think it's funny to you know, to laugh about dying kids, I think that's a low human and
plus I don't know how it gets passed by the editor.
Newspaper should be fucking given out as toilet paper because that's fucking bullshit.
I don't know how that even gets passed by
an
editor.
If I ever see your fucking bald head, I'm gonna slap the top of your head.
I don't know how that gets passed, like cleared by a whole newspaper to be able to go out. Fucking needs
his teeth passed. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, on that.
Husa.
Husa. We out. Enjoy the podcast. All right, what's going on? We're here with the Halfcast Podcast, and today our guest, thank you very much for coming in, Mitch James.
Thank you for having me, fellas.
No worries. I heard, did you say you just flown in from London?
Yeah, bro, about, 2 hours ago.
Straight to here?
Yeah, pretty much. What have
you done? Gone straight to Sony and then?
Yeah, pretty much straight to Sony, had like a Channel 9 interview or something like that, and then, yeah, straight here.
Look at that, Channel 9.
Yeah, bro, yeah, it's 24 hours.
Channel 9, then us, bro. Channel 9, then us. Where?
Fuck, yeah. If I had it my way, fellas, would have came straight here.
The man. So are you living in London now?
Nah, bro, I'm living in NZ, in Auckland, but it's just, over in London with the 660 lads doing that show, and yeah, fucking straight into it.
Yeah, because you're supporting, actually, let's roll that right back. Let's get for the Halfcast fans that don't know Mitch James, let's get a intro, let's get your story and everything. So you're a singer.
Yeah.
Doing big things at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm singer-songwriter from New Zealand. The shortened version of my story is I went over to London at 17 with 20 pounds, idiot. And just went and bust and played open mic nights and shit, and ended up having no money, ended up sleeping on the street for about 6 weeks. And just kept fucking going at it. Didn't really work. Went back home, sold a bunch of kit. to have another go at it, and while I was over there, I was putting videos online, got noticed by a record label, and
we saw something. We're having a couple of looks at that, but why London?
That's it.
Yeah,
and that's sick.
It's a
good job, bro. That's cheers, awesome. Bro. Yeah, I'm not really. I don't really know much.
But
that's fucking awesome. Good to hear.
Yeah,
bro.
There's a lot of things that happened over there. Like I know that it wasn't like smooth rides. I read somewhere that you were getting beaten up or roughed up or something on the streets.
Plenty of shit happened. Like one time I probably deserved it. I was getting a bit lippy after a fucking rugby game. But I've seen a whole bunch of fucked up shit, just kind of as you do when you're sort of around the streets, and Europe is pretty gnarly.
I was about to say, London's supposed to be one of the worst at the moment with all the stabbings and stuff.
Yeah, lots of knife crime there. I've actually seen someone, not in London, I actually seen someone get stabbed in Vondelpark, which was pretty, in Amsterdam, which was pretty loose. Yeah. And don't even know what happened in the end, but it's... Yeah, it's kind of just the things you get sort of you see when you're around those sort of areas and you don't have any coin.
What made you, like, other than the dream, like, what was you just like, that was your thing, like, I'm just gonna go there,
bro? That was it. The dream, yeah. Dream was all I had, really, and dream and perseverance. It's it's much like what you fellas do. It seems so impossible until you actually go and do it.
But with your plan and what you what were you thinking? Like, what was your plan? Like, you're gonna go here, you're gonna stay.
Sounded
here.
Less of a plan, yeah, and yeah. More of a
I think as a kid I probably watched one too many episodes of fucking X Factor or some shit. I thought I was gonna go there, play a gig, and oh my god, I love it so much. It didn't happen like that, I'll tell you that much.
That's what I mean, like that's how a lot of things happen in people's heads, but to actually go through it and do it, fuck man, that's a cool story.
So why London?
Well, it just seemed like the right thing to do. Like, I mean, Ed Sheeran did it in London, so I thought I'm in the similar lane. So that was the
big factor, because you can hear in your music with like Ed Sheeran has like it's got that similar vibe sort of.
Yeah, he's definitely a big influence, and I'd say that he was probably the reason behind London for sure. But yeah, fucking looking back, not much of a plan to be honest. Yeah. So just the dream.
And
what an experience.
And were you like well, you obviously could sing straight away, but like, were you just naturally a singer, or just like everything else, you're just grinding it out? Like busking was just like a start, and then you're just training, like,
yeah,
like if you're with fighting, you're not going to be a good fighter straight away. It's all, everything's got to be worked on.
It's much like that, bro. Yeah. It's like busking was just the way I cut my teeth. Yeah. It was I mean, I was shit when I started out, but you know, all the hours and hours and hours you put in, exactly like fighting. Yeah. It's you just keep getting better and better and keep sharpening your tools, and then eventually it becomes good enough, I guess.
And I've never, even with the busking, man, like I've never never dived into it myself. But
I reckon you'd be good at it.
Yeah, I know.
I reckon you'd be good at it.
Jabberwockies.
So, like, are you just pick a random place? How many hours you're gonna stay there? What? How many songs? Because I'd run out of. I'd be on the same dance moves two minutes.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah. Like, there was a lot of the same shit, because you kind of realize when you're busking what brings in more people. Yeah. So you know,
the hit song.
Oasises of the world and all that shit. But yeah, I think it's just, you kind of, I realize what places were better than others most days, and then you'd realize what songs worked, and you just go back to those spots where you'd make the most coin, and fuck, I'd just sing till I couldn't anymore pretty much, and then wake up the next day and do it all over again.
And then from there, going and were you just asking to go into pubs when you started doing your gigs and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of that, and a lot of just emailing people on Gumtree, which is like, I don't know what the Australian equivalent is, but it's, you know, the people put up fucking listings and all Gumtree. That. And
people put up songs in Gumtree?
No, they just like put up ads and pardon me, then they just go, you've got an open mic night this night at this place, and yeah, you chuck your name in the hat and fucking give it hell. And yeah, it was a grind, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, but it's all worked out.
Yeah, it took a while, but it's it makes it that much sweeter, bro. You know, just not like, I don't think I'd appreciate the success if it just woke up one day and you know, and it kind of worked out how I wanted it to work out. It wouldn't be anywhere near as sweet. That's for sure.
It sounds like you've got a similar mindset to us as well. Like we've spoken about this a few times, even with Stan. That mindset of like believing it so much until it happens, like the fact that you're even thinking about doing it for Ed Sheeran, and now you've done supporting shows for Ed Sheeran, and like that must be a dream come true.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, well, I've got fucking Conor McGregor tattooed on me, bro.
Yeah, don't worry, that was coming up. That was getting mentioned later.
And it's not because, I mean, I appreciate him as a fighter and fighting style.
Show the camera.
Starting to look like James Hetfield from Metallica a little bit. But, it was more that mindset, you know, the law of attraction and how to pretty much, it's all about convincing yourself that you're the man. And then once you convince yourself that you're the man, then everyone else will start believing it. So it was, it's been a fucking long grind, but it's all about the attitude, I'm sure, as you guys know. If you want to succeed at anything, you've got to believe it first.
For sure. And I think a lot of those lows or whatever times, hardships that you go through, I've always said that hardships are what make people, and what, like, pressure creates diamonds. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and another
water.
Yeah, and I mean, win or learn is another one that I'm massive on. Yeah. You know, like, I don't believe that there's such thing as a loss unless you take it like that. So, yeah, it's like I said, I'm sure, as you guys know, it's all about mindset, and if more people can click onto that, then more people will start following their dreams.
Yeah, and being the best version of yourself, which seems like that's what you're on the road to being. Yeah,
I've been believing I've been a good singer for ages.
It hasn't happened yet. Just keep believing.
We'll get you on a track.
It hasn't popped up. No one's asked me to be on a track. No one's.
He said,
"The offer's open, brother. We hop on a little duet."
What would you do, like the adverbs in the back? Dreamlight.
Yeah, there you go.
Dreamlight.
You just do
dreamlight. Dreamlight. Dreamlight.
Okay, all I get is a.
or the throat clear at the beginning of the song, we put that.
No.
I just want to say something to all the ladies out there.
No.
Featuring Ty Tui Masa.
We'll give some of your songs a listen before.
We actually gave us a little pump up session the whole way here.
We're on a little sing along on the way here.
Fucking
A. Liking the vibe. We had to change over because Ty got it a bit too much in his feelings. Like, so
I guess. I don't know if I'm going to kiss this guy. So turn it off. I'm going to kiss this guy when I get here. He's making me feel awesome.
We better turn it off. I go, Ty, you're driving. He's got both hands off the steering wheel. Actually, just joking. He
wasn't practicing the fucking busking dance move, eh?
I've got a question. How the fuck you keep coming up with, like, that's what I always wonder. I always wonder for, like, people who make music and, like people who sing songs or people who write songs and shit. Like, how do you keep, like, how does that just come? It's just obviously it has to be your thing. Like, everyone has their thing, you know. Like, my thing is fighting. I'm good at fighting and whatever. Mm. But I always think, like, fuck, I barely sometimes sling a few words together to say what I want to say, let alone like a full song. Like, do you have to lock yourself in a room? Do you dream about it? Like, I've seen other like videos of like some singers, and they're like, they wake up and they just write it. Like, they say they see it in their sleep and shit like that. Like,
I think they're full of shit, eh? The way that I look at it is like, I just got to live life, bro. Like, I kind of, when I'm not touring or writing, like, I kind of treat like my job as being a professional human and just like taking in everything and overthinking the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
And then storing it away as ammunition. And then when I get to writing, I have a whole bunch of shit to write about, because I feel like people have a sixth sense when someone's written a song about nothing, and you can kind of feel that it's just empty and shit. So I'm always trying to, like, I don't think there's any point in writing a song if it's not real, because otherwise you may as well be fucking Ariana Grande, you know?
Shots.
Shots fired.
She's pretty hot, though.
Oh, shit. No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck,
she's pretty fire. Hot.
What song were you saying that?
Yeah, but like, where do you start? Like,
your creative process.
How do you start? Like,
I basically just play
a tune, and then you just
try to figure some shit out on the guitar and go from there and start humming Sweet Nothings like a bit of a weirdo, and then you kind of turn that into words.
I'm just asking for a friend. I'm not.
You're gonna go home and write a song.
I'm not gonna release a track soon or anything.
You can't play the guitar, but he's just
It's pretty much how it starts, bro, to be honest. Hey, it's just.
But that's how mine's probably gonna end.
If I come in the house and see you on Carter's piano.
Kick my son off his piano. Get the fuck off.
We got work to do.
Dad's trying to write a song. No, that's awesome. It's just cool to know how, like, other people.
I saw, is that, so who's on the creative processes for your videos? We just watched your videos. You're acting.
Shithouse.
I didn't get to watch. I was driving. I didn't get to see.
Acting's not a fucking strong suit of mine.
Because normally I thought it was really cool how you did it, that that they wrote the, I was trying to explain it to him, but it didn't make sense to him while I was explaining it, that you just wrote the text messages saying that I didn't want to do another acoustic video or something.
Bro, so the funny thing about that video is it was like, originally it was so fucking cringe that what we took the piss out of was that original video.
He was trying to explain, I was like, this sounds like they're just mocking themselves.
You were like, bro, this video was like, we got the original cut and it was so fucking bad.
He walks in the video like this, he goes,
and he's like arguing with him. He's like, "Oh my god, bro!" One of the longest days of my life. That one. But we got the thing and we got the video back, and it was so fucking bad that we're like, "How do we like bring this back?" And we just ended up taking the fucking piss out of it.
No, that's bad. And even it was like,
liked it.
Wouldn't have liked the original one.
I thought it was cool how you did the text messages back and forth. Like, we need to change this up. And then they're like, has to be a girl, but make it realistic. I was like, wait.
it was a disaster that day. Glad we pulled that one back.
I heard him say something about taller than him. And then I met you. I was like, fuck, that wouldn't have been Too hard,
to,
wouldn't it?
Why did the girl taller than
him? He's not that big.
Just chuck some thongs on her and she'll be taller.
Yeah, no, I'd be a flyweight, put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
In Auckland, we got sent. So we get sent like a little brief thing about you that we can go over some points. Yeah. It helps us because sometimes our study isn't the best, you know.
And I said,
"What's that?"
I study.
You saw him just looking at my notes.
I believe you, bro.
Tyson's always a little fucking bitch in class. He's covering. See, he's still covering his notes now. Fuck, just show
one
me.
Of those guys. Hey, one of those guys.
I only do it to
fuck
put him on the spot.
Next to you. Just hurry up and just show me.
Put him on the spot.
I used to hate those kids in class. Fuck, just. Fuck, you can see I'm struggling with question 10.
So I would have been like this for you. You would have been looking at my... you would have been the one where you go, hit the table 3 times if it's... Was that 3 or 2?
They're the sneezers, bro. The sneezers.
I tried writing on my hand once. I'm not going to lie.
And how many, like, because there's a lot of questions.
Well, I get sweaty real easy. So by the time we got in, it was like, I just left handprints on the table.
Bro, you know, some people in my year in school, what they did, because, like, we had laptops, so they would print off, like, a fake bottle label and put, like, all the answers, like...
In behind.
And, like, you know how, like, a Coke bottle...
Fuck, I couldn't do the assignment, let alone figure
it out. Yeah, I know, bro.
Fuck, I'm not... I would have got A in the assignment if I come up with something that good.
You're pretty much the smartest person in the school if you come up with something like that. Fuck.
Yeah, we had the guys that would, like, fold up the, like, sticky tape into the inside their pants and pull it out
that's
like not, that.
Yeah, that's OG. That's good.
You know, everyone is, like, coming up with different ideas.
Fuck, I come up with the old hand and the pen.
And then I didn't think about it because I was sweaty. You're still getting sweaty from the pressure of the test.
Oh, it was maths. I'm fucking shit at maths.
Fucking me too, brother.
Shit at maths.
Just shit at everything at school.
Okay,
this
one's for the schools. Why do we learn half the fucking shit we learn and you don't even do none of it when you get out of school?
Oh, some of the people that go on to the jobs that do use it.
Fucking who?
1%.
Not the jobs you're doing.
But bro, at least teach us how to do our taxes and shit,
that's,
you know?
Yeah,
trigonometry. I don't know the fucking angles of triangles.
Like
all
the
that
pie
shit.
100%. Unless it's fucking from the chi drop.
Yeah, they're coming.
You know what I mean? That's about it.
Yeah, I like that one. I think they're trying to do that now for schools because at the moment the whole test is just designed for kids to see how good they can remember stuff.
Yeah,
like you're just remembering how good you can remember a book or how good you can remember your essay you had to write down. So now they're trying to start teach stuff
that
you need to use in life.
Nowadays you don't even have to teach kids anything. You can just if you want to.
Oh, plus, Google.
You just fucking plus on your phone.
Yeah.
So you get your answer. Hey?
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck the school.
But in Auckland, were you? You're a postman.
Yeah, bro.
Was that before
fired,
or after?
Yeah. that was before I got fired for, I didn't have breakfast that day and they like had, there's like Cocoa Pops drinks and shit. They had them in the mail. I'm like,
oh, you're doing that?
And some cunt narked on me, bro. I got fired the next day. Fuck. True story.
Oh.
Fuck the Cocoa Pops drink though, bro.
Right, Cocoa Pops will turn to me and trust me.
I'll turn this one, bro.
Yeah, I would think about stealing them too. Was it in the little square boxes?
Yeah, bro.
Nah, I used to love them.
Like the little up and go size thing. Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
You used to rip them open from the middle? Is that those or you pour them out?
Oh, no, no. It's like the drink. Like they're like trying to make like an up and go fucking thing.
I haven't seen them, to be honest.
What?
The Cocoa Pop drinks. Yeah. Is it just milk or?
Probably because none of them made it out to the fucking.
Well, it's like a milkshake and crunchy. It's just,
yeah, that sounds pretty sick.
It was good. No regrets.
Ah, we are. And then how about, I heard you're a bit of a baseballer.
Yeah, bro, back in the day, used to do all New Zealand rep team.
Pretty high level, hey?
Yeah, it was the dream before music. Like, I was good enough to go to the States for, like, a scholarship kind of level of baseballer, right, grades in the end was
really?
The downfall.
For the scholarship?
Yeah.
So could you have gone over, but then you would have had to still pay, yeah?
Yeah, or no, I wouldn't have been able to get into an NCAA school because they have like a certain average that you have to hit, and I was a bit of a dumb cunt. So.
Yeah.
What did you play? Shortstop?
I actually did, bro. Little bit of short stuff in there. Yeah, fuck. Ironic, eh?
Were you a pitcher as well, or
a real shit one? Yeah. Whenever they need
some of those guys, man. One of my friends was a pitcher, and he was just blow out his shoulder like every week.
Well, it's understandable.
Yeah, yeah, I know a couple of dudes that have had to have like the surgery called Tommy John surgery, which is like, I think they like replaced the fucking ligament or some shit. It's hectic. It's yeah, it's a weird sport. Like, it's super old fashioned and tuck your shirt and pull your socks up kind of shit. But yeah, cricket. it's pretty, bro. They play like in the big leagues, they play 162 games in 180 days.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, even the basketballers, man, all of those guys, they have such full on seasons. Like,
yeah, 82.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. You're getting paid 30, 20 millions of dollars.
If you're the top
guess
dog.
What? Yeah, push your body.
Yeah, but that's why.
If you're getting paid that much,
yeah, but we follow the same rules as them. So the reason why, like, when we do our
tax, we get paid fucking shit.
But that's what I'm saying. So like,
but we don't. Their lifespan's 10 years.
No, but their lifespan they put as athletes for like, I think it's like 10 years, and then that's what they put as ours as well.
So they're making it. So they're like, oh, you should.
They make them more money. So
fucking pay us.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah, we got to win.
Yeah, well.
Oh, wait, hang on a minute. Sorry.
Well, what do you fellas reckon about like the disparity between MMA and boxing pay? Because it is fucking bullshit though, isn't it?
It's
way
off. Yeah.
Because like the UFC is the top shit.
Yeah.
And you guys are top 15 fighters in the world, and you're and like you should be getting paid fucking millions of dollars.
Yeah. Boxing is very different. I agree with that, but boxing's different as
not
well
even
because
fucking
they're private.
Just boxing anymore, bro.
Yeah, they got some numbers. It's the privatized stuff as well. Because it's like one owner of UFC, so they can just tell you how much you're getting paid. Whereas in boxing, they got so many different belts, so many different people, and there's a lot more money. So
you kind of need to find like a middle ground, eh? Because like boxing's so unattractive because there's like 95 different world organizations,
exactly.
And there's no one like, no one really respects like a world champion in boxing is different to a world champion in MMA. But
I think the heavyweight boxing's coming back.
Yeah, fuck yeah!
Did
it
you
is.
See that Wilder knockout? Hit that, my man's soul left his body.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, but and he was getting beat the whole...
Ortiz was beating him.
For 6 rounds. 100%. But
and
then,
Ortiz come in...
Ortiz is 42
Ortiz,
as well.
Bro, he looks like just one of those cunts. Like, how old is he?
He's 42, I'm pretty sure.
Ortiz,
yeah.
See, this guy knows more about all of the fighting than he's like. He's got age, stats, facts.
Bro, he come in looking good.
Yeah, but
he looks
Mulder,
sick. His body looks sick.
Mulder was just sitting there waiting.
That might be a bit of that Cuban water, though.
Oh, yeah,
100%. That UL Romero water.
Yeah, I'd like some of
his
that.
He's Cuba, like,
known for the... Oh, bro.
Did I?
Yeah.
Fuck, I thought they were poor.
Brazil.
I think a lot of those, I don't want to make any claims just talking
send
shit.
Send them out there. Throw them out.
But you know, like, they look after their, like, state-sponsored athletes, the Cubans.
Have
like
you
their
seen
boxers
their Cuba wrestling program?
Nah.
Holy shit. They're just animal, bro. And the same with, like, if you're a boxer, I don't know if it's Cuba or it's one of those countries.
Cuba
but they get,
amateur boxing.
Yeah,
massive.
if you win a gold, you get, like, a house or something and, like, a lot of money. Something like that. I think yeah, in Australia.
I want to go. I'd love to go there.
Yeah, Cuba would be good.
Apparently, I saw some shit that taxi drivers in Cuba are like the richest people.
Really?
Because it's like one of the only privatized things, so they just charge out the dick for tourists.
Yeah.
So,
probably the drug dealers as well.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere drug dealers are doing all right, eh?
Yeah.
That was the same in Peru. It's like with the taxi drivers, because you have no idea. We go, can you drop us here? The guy was like, yeah, 200 something. I was like, yeah, well, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
so, there's 200.
Well,
we get
fair,
there, and the guy was like,
Peru,
you could have paid 40. Like,
cab drivers and drug dealers are probably the same geezers.
Oh,
as
well. Yeah, it's up there. I think it's all the, no, it's the painters. Have you been to Peru?
Nah.
So in Peru, when you're like walking around the street, these guys come up to you and try and sell you paintings. And they got like these big booklets, and they're like the shittest paintings you ever see. And every one of them's name is Pablo Picasso.
Yeah.
Like, because he's doing his little side thing. But they're the dealers on the streets. But there's like, you see everyone, they all got the same paintings. And he's like, $1 for the painting. Giving you the wink. He's like, $1 for the painting.
So how much was for the other?
I don't know.
Oh.
So I've heard.
I've heard. The moral of the story was the other painting.
Well, the other painting was... it's Peru. It's very cheap. Very cheap.
Peruvian.
So
you're touring with 660?
Yeah.
Have you been to Australia with them before? Have you performed in Australia before?
I've opened for a couple of geezers here before, but I'm doing my own shit here next year, which will be exciting. But now, first time with 660, they're, if anyone doesn't know who they are, they should get on them because they're fucking world class. And they've been, great friends and mentors for me. Yeah, so to be on their tour is awesome. And I think it's pretty much all sold out as well.
I've been to a few of their Aussie shows and in a few different states, and every show we go to is just fucking chockers. It's just the best vibe. Like, and now I've heard your music as well before, and I think you've got another fan.
Yeah,
cheers, brother. So
we on.
You got a few. We're jamming. Yeah,
we're on. Dude, that's going to be awesome. And so you're coming out next year as well?
Yeah, I think we're going for like April or May, but nothing confirmed yet. Nip the songs, we'll hopefully
sure
going to do
let
it soon.
Us know.
Yeah, fucking A, for
we'll
sure.
Definitely come out.
100%.
And get you
absolutely
on again, for
when
sure.
When did you say May?
April, May, I think we're going for. Yeah, it'll be a laugh.
I'll be back. Let's do it.
I want to try and fight April.
Yeah. We're at.
When's that Auckland card? Surely they're coming back here soon as well, eh?
Yeah, I think about then. January, March, April, May. Yeah, April to June, I think, will be a bit.
I don't know. I saw that Khabib and Ferguson.
Oh, you want to be over there?
Oh, yeah. Where's that, Vegas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Surely. But, bro, they've been matched up like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, man, I really hope they get this one.
Fucking
I wouldn't mind fighting on that one if that comes. Yeah. But that'll be
a big one.
That's going to be a big fight.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's going to be a very big fight. I don't know who...
I'm sure there'll be a Russian that needs an ass whooping, bro.
Nah, fuck. I've got enough Russians. Fuck, I get all the Russians. I've gotten all the fucking...
All the Gekev, Madagul Dev, Songul Dev.
Give me a brawler.
No. Gentlemen's agreement, stand up fight.
Yeah. I've got some plans. I'm gonna bet on myself.
I can't wait to hear what goes on with that because I'm excited for that.
I'm just excited for next year.
Yes, sir.
Big year for everyone, eh?
2020, LE.
100%. 2020 is a big one. Yeah. While we've got you here, because I think they only gave us 45 minutes with you.
Ah, fuck.
But how did you meet Mark? Because I know you're good friends with his son, Caleb, who's one of the boys. We've got him trying to come down here. He's trying to call out lunch. But how did you meet him?
Well, I was in Dunners and I was moving a bit of stuff. we just kind of bumped into each other.
No face, no case.
we just kind of bumped into each other and... I don't know. We just became
so
best mates.
Bumping,
bumping, yeah, yeah. Bumped into each other.
Bumping cars.
Yeah. Had a car crash.
We're just sort of around the same crew, and we obviously love martial arts, the both of us. So we kind of bonded on that, and then found out his old boy was a Super Samoan, and just became best mates pretty much, and still talk to him most days, and got to meet the big fella when I was here. He's a fucking top man as well.
Did he have you in there singing songs, brought the guitar over?
Yeah.
I see that.
When Mark asks you to sing a song, you don't say no.
Imagine he's just sitting on there, he's like, fuck, I've been gone for 3 hours.
keep going.
He's still got him on his live. Keep playing it for my fans.
Yeah, we don't say no to the Super Samoan, that's for sure.
That's funny as.
That's hilarious.
No, he's a top man though, so is Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb's one of the best kids.
Yeah. I've met. Heart of gold, that boy.
How this ended up, this actually came about, they wanted us to do a content piece with you to teach you MMA, I think. So I don't know how that, that was what it was supposed to be. They asked us if we could teach you MMA or... So
fuck, he's got Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I know. He's probably going to teach you more moves.
I'm the whitest of white belts, bro. Put it that way. I did a bit of jits with Caleb and fucking that was Got a long way to go.
Don't touch me. Talk your shit, bro.
Talk your shit. Talk it.
Don't
talk it.
No.
Talk.
Fuck the
belts. That didn't mean shit.
Did I strike a chord, Ty, brother? Sorry,
dude. So the new song, bro. It's a banger. Oh, I'll just give you that. I love it.
Cheers.
The, can we put that on? Yeah, we'll give a little link of it. But yeah, so okay. Sunday morning,
yeah,
Ty was like resonating.
I kind of get it.
I was loving it.
I've heard about it.
You kicked out at 3 a.m. in the morning.
No, you're getting called when you're lonely.
Yeah, he got called at 3 a.m. and then he got kicked out on Sunday morning.
Yes, and then we got kicked out.
It happens. It happens to the best of us, bro.
It's because the ladies love you. Hey, you've been getting called up. As soon as you sing, bro, you just get them. Hey.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
All right. As a singer, I've always said if I could sing, I would be like. I got friends that can sing, and I'm always like, tell them how to sing. Just sing. Is that a go-to? Like, do you just sometimes like? If you can't seal the deal, like you're talking in the minute.
When in doubt, bro.
If you can seal it, whip it out. The last minute, thing, you just get the waiter. Okay. The dinner's not going too well, and you just don't know if it's going. You don't know if you're gonna just get there, and then you just. I reckon he just finishes it off with that. Like there's the waiting. Excuse.
That's a bad run.
Just a bad run. Can I get that beer? Or something like that, and then what is that? It?
The chairs just went.
That's it, straight away, getting in the phone.
Calls him up. He's out the door on Sunday morning.
All right, I'm practicing my runs. I don't know before anyway, but yeah.
So how did Sunday morning come about then?
Bro, they're all real stories. So there was a female that
it's got flicked, really.
Yeah.
Keep talking for us, bro. Yeah. Before I can see there's no red light on this, so next minute we have an
Yeah, all good. Yeah, nah, fucking keep going.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so I just it's all fucking real shit. So
don't tell me that fucking thing hasn't been on the whole. Don't tell me that fucking thing hasn't been on the whole time.
All right, so straight back to it.
Yeah. So right-o.
How did Sunday morning come about?
Like I said, like all the songs are true stories. So there's a girl that kept hitting me up in the early hours, and I was keen for a little bit more. She wasn't. So Taylor Swifted the shit out of it.
Oh, get her. You should have just dropped her name in the end. At the end of it, get put her in the credits.
give her a co-write. Oh,
okay. So, all right. So I heard Adele.
Yeah.
She used to write songs about her ex. Can they come back and get you?
For the money?
Nah. No way. No, as long as you don't name drop them, I'm pretty sure.
Because you can say it's anyone.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm pretty sure you...
Adele be getting into details by day. That mole up on your face. Why did you think I was talking about you?
Because I'm the only fucking dickhead with a mole on my face here. You fucking ugly cunt.
Because it could have been Shut anyone. Up. I was just saying, she was getting into details.
Fuck up, ears.
Those ears. Three nostrils.
But... Yeah, so, or do they just wear it after that? Do you reckon that's like...
You got to, some, but you're burning.
Some bitch wrote a song about me and just cracked it like a dog. You'd be... That's,
that
you'd be mole
up on your face.
You'd be bragging. Oh! Would you brag? Oh.
What? He went in there real quick.
I was just quoting Adele. Leave me alone, fellas.
But do you reckon the girl wears that now? Like you reckon soon once that hits?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she'll know. Like, yeah. I wrote my whole album about my ex-girlfriend. I'm pretty sure she's not happy about it.
Oh, so
did you get any texts about it?
Oh, no, she stays well clear of me, bro.
Oh, bro, yeah, so you're on that Taylor Swift buzz for music, a few of them,
eh? You can just get them and they just think it's all over with Nick Minute. Track comes out like a year after, whole album, boom. It's like I haven't talked to you for ages.
This whole album, like, it's just like ex-girlfriend, then that 1 year your mum didn't buy you a Christmas present, then like you're just remembering like all this.
anyone that does me wrong gets fucked over, bro.
Just steer clear. We're
put
just
on the track.
It's just so love, bro.
Every girl's gonna fuck him down because he used to write a song about it.
Yeah. I just want to treat you good.
I have a tendency for doing that, eh?
So, big year then, brother, this year?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, so, well, hopefully Sunday Morning does its thing and all of Australia seems to be behind it as well. So hopefully blows up here and then elsewhere. But just, yeah, more of the same, just trying to be the best version of myself, as corny as it is, but not try and focus on the fucking on the showbiz and the lights and all that shit, and just stay true to who I am, and fucking hopefully the rest just doesn't.
Well, how is that too? Because I know touring with some of those biggest people and stuff like that can get lost in it. So hey.
Yeah, I think it's just all about the people you keep around you. My circle has gone like that over the last couple of years, so it's all about just knowing who's your true people and not fucking not too many new friends, I think my bullshit detector over the last few years has been refined,
yeah,
as I'm sure like with you fellas,
for 100%. And did your circle get smaller because of something bad that happened, or because you just slowly needed to rein it in?
A mixture of both. Yeah, yeah. I had a couple close friends that did me pretty fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, Taylor Swift did the shit out of them.
That's how it happens, bro. Like, when you start, everyone wants to come around when you start getting big and stuff,
exactly.
And then you find out who the true ones are, stuff starts happening, and they just heard them like straight away.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm sure you guys know the exact buzz, it's like... You can tell, you can sniff it out, and as long as you're aware of that, you're sweet pretty much. And I think, Australia and New Zealand, we are pretty like grounded and true to ourselves, yeah. And don't really listen too much. We can take the cool shit, but as long as we know that it's not real, that's the main thing. But it's big year ahead, bro. It's
awesome.
Yeah, bro. Just keep making music and try not to be a wanker.
is 660 also with Sony?
They are with Sony across the world, apart from in New Zealand. And they got their own thing
going
on.
So is that how the link-ups start with you guys?
Nah, so the drummer of 660, Eli, who's my flatmate,
oh, really?
he used to go out with a girl that used to work at Sony. Yep. And so...
That
helps. Yeah, so she made the connect with us, and she's like, why don't you guys just write a song together? And the guitar player Jai was there as well, and instead of writing a song, we ended up just pissing up. Yeah. And then we just became mates, and they wanted to do some more production work, and I needed a producer for my album, so I said, fuck it, let's do it. And just became the best of mates, and then got to know all the other fellas, and we just kind of clicked, because it's... it's just no bullshit New Zealand kind of attitude, and but again, a lot of similarities to what you guys are doing. We're trying to push to be great and to be known on the greatest level that we can, but also stay true to our roots. So it's
hectic.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Have you got any other questions for him? Is there any other promo that you want to leave with us?
Nah, brother.
All the after party.
And likewise, bro. Likewise.
Sweet. Are you coming to Auckland?
Yeah, I should be there, for Hangman and fucking, who's he got, Felder?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a hectic scrap.
So we normally finish off with a couple of questions, but if you could have dinner with five people, dead or alive, who would they be?
Fuck. That's a tough one. Yeah, Liam Gallagher from Oasis.
Wee.
Conor McGregor. When he's not smacking old blokes in the gob. Is that a hint there, Ty?
You're like, fuck, old cunts give it to me all the time, man. I cop it from all the old cunts.
Oh, man. I thought you were coughing because you wanted me to bring you to dinner.
Fuck, I'm right here. We'll go to dinner to now.
Yeah, we. What do I got? Three more. Fuck. I don't know. Mum and dad.
That's all good, bro. That's not the first time we've been put on them.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
You got one more then.
I've never answered these five either.
Yeah.
He did, but they were all girls.
Oh, shit. I haven't even thought of fucking... Nah, that changes the game, bro. That changes the game.
The girl's like, I'm not coming to dinner. You're going to write a song
about it. Bill, please. one more. Fuck it. Muhammad Ali.
Hey.
The greatest.
All right, so if you would want to give any advice to your younger self, what would it be?
Keep going. Yeah, never give up. Never give up and don't listen to anyone else.
But it's pretty much everyone, like all the successful people that we're starting to get on here are all saying the same thing pretty much. It's all that.
Well, it's because the people, that's the thing about trying to get somewhere is you're going to always going to have someone say, that's not the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and success is always the tip of the iceberg as well, you know, like people see it and they think it's just happened like that, but there's so much shit that you have to go through no matter what you do to get to a place where people look at you as successful.
Because I literally wrote this down for you. I was like, people would always call it overnight success because I saw on how you've like blown up over that, and I was like, bro, they would say that that's an overnight success, but then you've been in the gutter since fucking went to London living on the streets and stuff. But
bro, it's been 8 years of fucking
grinding,
yeah, and all it takes is one song for it to pop off, which is great, but then, yeah, a lot of people will never appreciate, you know, fucking 100%. Sleeping on the street, and it's, yeah, perseverance 100%. is the key to success, for sure.
Well, that's pretty much the next question. I was going to say, for any young artists coming up, what would your advice be? But sounds like that's pretty much what you gave us.
Yeah, I'd just say always be authentically yourself, because no one gives a shit about the poor version of someone else. You just got to be yourself. And, be yourself, never give up, and fuck everyone else.
Mad, bro. Hey, thank you very much for being on, bro. It's been awesome to have you.
Groan, you get a stiffy. I made that up. That's
wise words.
Yeah. groan.
And you get a stiffy.
Don't worry.
I get it, but...
I get it. I got you.
That was what you want for the younger kids?
Fuck, it was a joke.
No, I'm asking, was that your...
Oh, no, it was just...
I asked, is that your...
I was just trying to do philosophy.
What a way to end it.
All right,
stay in school, kids.
Stay in school, otherwise you'll be grinding. Thank you
and
very
you make much. It a stiffy. Yeah.
Thank you very much, bro.
Cheers,
it's been awesome
it.
Having you on.
Fucking hell.
I'm hoping we'll catch you at one of your shows soon or something.
For sure.
Come to the fights, bro. Thank you again.
Always.
My man.
Cheers, brothers. Fucking hell. Too easy, lads.